Hello, everybody. Art Stimmel here. I've been absent for a little bit, but I had to come back out just like the solar eclipse. The black moon is about to come around again to show us what it can do. Yeah, that's right. The black moon. Did you not know we have two moons up there? Yeah. The one they call the moon, or what I call the white moon, transparent, see-through, light from within shining out. So it's some kind of mystical thing that we're not told about in school, the way it lights itself up. We're told it's reflecting something, but that's a bunch of BS. And speaking of reflecting or not, that's the black moon that's going to be in front of the solar eclipse here coming up on, I believe it's April 4. Pace close attention to the fact that you've seen the white moon in the middle of the day before, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You probably thought to yourself, that's kind of weird. Usually the moon comes out at night, but there it is. And if you remember correctly, when you saw it during the day, it kind of spread out like a little pastel wipe on a painting. And you've got that dark, or deep, luscious blue sky. Usually when you do see it this way, and behind it is the blue sky, because shining through the little windows, we're told, are craters that are not, is this exact same color as the blue sky around it. So that round thing in the middle they call a crater is the same blue as the blue around it. Well, that's transparency all day long, twice on Thursday. But the black moon is just the opposite of this white moon. It is not transparent, it is opaque. Opaque is a word that means you can't see through it. It's really solid. And not only that, it is black. Super dark, rich, flat black, to the point that it doesn't reflect anything either. So when it gets in front of the bright, brilliant sun, it has the ability to block it out, no problem. Meanwhile, on the other side of the island, as they say on Gilligan's Island, there's the white moon, you know, sit back on its easy chair, drinking a Pepsi and watching the whole show itself. You know, it's kind of weird, you know, but that's just the way it is. And we're not supposed to know all that. In fact, they give you some warnings. Don't look at this, you'll go blind. Yeah, you'd be blinded from the reality, the truth. If you look too close, and you'll say to yourself, wait a minute, how is that moon blocking that sun out when it couldn't block out the sky the other day? So, you know, you start coming to your own conclusions, you start waking up on this stuff, and then it's a house of cards. You start asking yourself even more questions, like, why wasn't I told about this in school? How come we aren't told about two moons? And if it's reflective, if it's not reflective, as we're told, and it's some kind of a translucent plasma type thing, you can't land on it. If you can't land on it, then the entire Apollo program is complete BS. And what was the end game of the Apollo program was just so they could turn around and take a picture of the blue marble to prove to everybody that we're on this limited model Earth. And of course, no one ever took a picture that far out, because you just can't get that far out, man. And in the 70s, I'd probably say this whole thing is far out, man. Way out of reach. Way out of context. There is not going to be the normal white transparent moon coming up April 4 in the sky blocking out the sun. It's freaking impossible. You have to have something opaque. And that's where the black moon comes in. Now, the black moon is always up there and probably getting some what I call star eclipses. So if the black moon is up there in the sky blocking out stars that are by the multiple millions, how would you even know? I mean, you'd have to really stare at a clear sky all night long and try to find little patches about the size of the moon, the black moon, and they seem to be the exact same diameter. And it'd just be impossible. You'd be staring all night. So we have star eclipses, we have sun eclipses or solar eclipses, and we have lunar eclipses. Now, the lunar eclipse is when the black moon gets in front of the white moon. And there you go. Brothers in arms, yin and yang, together again. All right, so pay close attention to that coming up on this solar deal. Don't get hoodooed. If you'd like to support this podcast, please do so by sending us an email to your PayPal link, and it is clickherepodcast@protonmail.com. I'm glad to have your support. Keep this thing going. I invite you to check out the other website that I'm editing called ShivaLifestyle.com for all your urine therapy supplies, needs, research, education, and ways that you can contact Brother Sage and contact him to get in one of his classes, purchase the books, and all that stuff. That'd be cool, right? So that's ShivaLifestyle.com. All your urine therapy needs. We call it the Supi Store. For all your online needs that way. All right, Stimmel here saying, enjoy your mooncast and know exactly what they're throwing out at you up there. Talk to you later.